I'm reading from Exodus chapter 2, Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, Exodus 2, 1 and 2. Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a daughter of Levi, and the woman conceived and gave birth to a son. And when she saw that he was beautiful, she hid him for 3 months.
Good evening, everybody. I hope you all had a good Father's Day afternoon. Kara and I were talking on the way out here, and she says, well, it's nice you get a whole day to recognize that you were a good father. So it was kind of interesting. But then she goes, well, you get Grandparents' Day too. And I said, no, we don't really celebrate that one. It's kind of like we do Valentine's Day, but we don't do Sweetest Day. So I don't know. Anyway, it was a good afternoon, and I hope you got to enjoy your families, gentlemen. All right. Well, I want to talk to you about a man named Amram. If we would have had a son, that would have been a cool name.
Amram.
Yeah. Amram was the father of Moses. And he's often overlooked, but his quiet faith shaped definitely Aaron and Miriam, and I'm sure he had interaction with Moses, three of the most influential leaders in Scripture. Amram was a father that raised giant slayers of faith. God sometimes hides his best men in obscurity. You know, we talk about Moses, we talk about Noah, we talk about David, but sometimes we don't talk about some of these other people in the Bible that did great things because we just don't recognize how great they were. Some fathers in Scripture are famous, others are faithful. Amram is the second kind. He's a faithful father. He never parts a sea. He never confronts Pharaoh. He never leads a nation. But he raises the people who do. Amram shows us that a good father does not need a spotlight. He needs faith, courage, and obedience. Amram was a father who chose faith over fear. He lived at a time when Pharaoh commanded every Hebrew baby boy to be killed. Yet the scripture says, now a man from the house of Levi went and married a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and gave birth to a son. And she saw that he was beautiful, and she hid him for 3 months. That's in Exodus 2, 1 and 2. You know, I've heard this discussion over the years about the world is so bad, why would I want to bring a child into the world? Yet, here's Amram, and even though Pharaoh's edict was out there, he and his wife brought a child into the world. Hebrews gives us a fuller picture of that decision. Hebrews 11:23 says, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. He was a parent that was not leading in fear or living his life in fear, but he led his life in faith. Amram and Jochebed refused to let fear dictate the future of their child. A good father refuses to parent from fear, makes decisions based on faith, not pressure, and protects his children even when culture pushes the opposite direction. You know, there's a lot of culture that pushes the opposite direction in today's world. I can remember raising Suzanne and Amberly, and there were things that would come up that the world would want them to do, and Karen and I would say no. Maybe one of the lighter ones was Suzanne had an opportunity to play volleyball, and they both had an opportunity to be in school orchestra. And so we went to Suzanne's coach, and we went to both of their orchestra leaders, and we said, hey, they won't be there on Wednesday night if you have an activity. We explained to them that we expect them to be in church. Neither one of them had a problem with that. But there are some times when the world pushes back even harder. You try to tell a high school football coach that some player won't be there at an activity that conflicts with religious services, and he might get a little angry about that because he's getting paid by wins and he doesn't care about those other things. Well, a parent has to push back on what's right. I'm sure you can think of other examples, but he protected his children even when culture pushed the opposite direction. Amram was a father who led a godly home. If we go over to Exodus chapter 6, verse 20, Amram married his father's sister, Jochebed, and she bore him Aaron and Moses. This one verse reveals a few things. There was a stable home, a committed marriage, and a father present in the lives of his children. Amram and Jochebed had a good home, and she bore him sons and a daughter. Amram didn't raise one great leader. He raised three great leaders. Miriam was a prophetess. Aaron was the first high priest. And obviously Moses was the deliverer of Israel. A good father doesn't need fame. He needs faithfulness. Amram was a father who released his children into God's purpose. Exodus 2, 3, and 4 says, but when she could no longer hide him, she got him a wicker basket and set it among the reeds by the bank of the Nile. That's Exodus 2, verse 3. They faced a painful decision, but they made the decision that was best for Moses. You know, they hid him for 3 months. I cannot imagine that. If you have a child in a church audience and he starts making noise, everybody in six rows around starts giving you the look. It's like, take that kid out, right? So they hid him. Do you think Moses ever cried? Do you think he ever needed his diaper changed? Do you think, you know, children make sounds and there's obvious signs around a household that a child is there. So hiding a baby for 3 months, that's pretty amazing. But it got to the point where they couldn't do that anymore. And they knew what the law was. So they put him in the wicker basket and they put him in the Nile and sent Miriam to watch after him. She couldn't hide him anymore. She put him in the basket. Some people would say, well, they abandoned their child. No, they did not. Miriam was looking after him. They found a new hiding place. Amram released Moses into the hands of God. He made a faithful decision about what to do to save his son. A good father protects his children when he can and releases them to God when he must. A good father trusts God with his child's destiny. And that's what Amram did. Can't imagine how difficult that decision would have been. You know, we've heard this story so many times over the years, it's just like, well, yeah, she stuck him in a basket. No, there were painful decisions. You know, we had a couple of babies here this morning, and I saw you ladies flocking around. Could you imagine one of those children at 3 months old being put in a basket in the Nile River? I don't think so. I think that would have been a hard thing. I also wonder sometimes if there were crocodiles in the Nile, but that's another decision. So I'll trust that God took care of that. All right. So a good father, again, protects his children when he can, but he releases them to God when he must. Amram was a father who passed down courage and conviction. So, you know, if we look at these children, Miriam stood watch over Moses in Exodus 2:4. She led other women in worship after the Red Sea, Exodus 15 and 20. She was a leader. She was courageous. And again, she was a prophetess. Aaron became the first high priest. And, you know, he had some issues along the way, but he also did God's will. So here we have two children that we definitely know that Amram would have had direct care over. And I did some searching around. Moses was weaned by Jochebed. And I was like, well, how long did that take, right? And by tradition, it's probably about 3 years. So Amram would have had some influence on Moses. Would have had interaction with him as much as a three-year-old can probably handle. But we know that he was involved in his life until he went to the palace. Moses led Israel out of Egypt. Moses received the law, and Moses spoke with God face to face. These children didn't learn courage in Pharaoh's palace. They learned it in Amram's house. A good father plants seeds of courage, conviction, worship, leadership, and faith. And Amram did this for his children. Even if he never sees the full harvest. You know, one of the people that I think of never seeing the full harvest is Jesus' earthly father. He's not mentioned at the cross. He's not mentioned during Jesus' works. I don't know what happened to him. He never saw the harvest, but he was a faithful father. And so, you know, we men sometimes want to see great things out of our children. We want to see what they're going to do. You might not ever see how great they're going to be, what decisions they make. All we can do is try to set a set of principles in their life, put their feet walking the right direction, and trust that God will take care of them. We'll find out their stories when we see them in heaven someday. Amram shows us the power of quiet faithfulness. He never preached a sermon. He never performed a miracle, at least that's ever recorded in Scripture. He never wrote a book of the Bible, but he raised children who changed the world. What God wants from fathers is to learn from Amram. You don't need a platform. You just need faith. You don't need fame, just obedience. You don't need perfection, just courage. You don't need to be known, just faithful. A good father doesn't have to be a great man in the eyes of the world. He just has to be a great man in the eyes of his children, and more importantly, God. And I think there's even more for us to take from this if we're not a father. And that is that God uses the weak to be able to accomplish his will if they're faithful. So, you know, in my lifetime, have I ever seen anybody raised from the dead? No, but I'm trusting that in teaching my children about Christ, that someday that they will be with a risen Savior in heaven. Have I ever seen somebody miraculously healed? No, I haven't ever seen that. But I know the Scriptures tell us that our wounds will be bound up. I know that the things that we suffer in this world will go away. I know that someday we'll go to a place where there's no more tears. Why is that? Because faithful men and women, faithful fathers and mothers, taught such things that would reunite us with Christ. So this evening, I challenge you, especially fathers, to be faithful, not famous. I challenge you to be the type of father that cares more about what your children learn than trying to make sure that they're successful in life. I challenge you to be the type of person that helps others find Christ rather than find health and wealth in this world. So this evening, if we can help you in your walk, if we can help you in any way, if we can get your feet started towards Christ through baptism, we would love to do that. Please come while we stand and sing.